We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchos Chodesh, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Yud. V'alkein, based on what we've been learning till now, Hakrova Soimer, Shehu Iker Hahachono LeKabolas HaTorah, Lotzeis Miguf LeNefesh Kanal, the bringing of the sacrifice of the Oimer, the Korban of Barley, that's brought on the second day of Pesach, the 16th of Nisan, which Rav Nosson Zal says is one of the main preparations for receiving the Torah, because that's when we start the 49-day count that's leading up to Kabbalas HaTorah. And Kabbalas HaTorah is all about leaving the body and going towards the soul, leaving the control of the body and trying to get under the control of the nefesh, the soul. Nase al yedei tvuas ha'oretz. This korban is brought from grain that grows from the ground, shehu mimin hatzoymeach, which is in the category of tzoymeach, plants, vegetation. Ki ikar hischabrus harbo yisoidois hu al yedei hatzoymeach, because the glue that unites all four basic elements, the four basic elements are doimein, inanimate, tzoymeach, plants, or vegetation, chai, animals, medaber, humans, the one that connects them all is the tzoymeach, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain very, very well throughout this paragraph. Ki yesh doimeim tzoymeach chai medaber. There are these four levels of creation, sheheim bechinas arba yesoidois, which also correspond to the four basic elements in creation, which are Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofor, fire, air, water, and dirt, earth. Veheim keneged arba oisiois Hashem HaKodosh. And these two sets, Doimim Tzameach HaMedaber, Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Ofor, correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. Nimtza, Rav Nosson Zal says, we see therefore, Shetzoymeach hu keneged vov shebeshem. Let's pause for a moment, because the orders are not the same. Doimeim tzameach haimedaber, we're starting from the ground floor. Doimeim is the lowest one, and we're climbing up. So in yud kei vov kei, doimeim would correspond to the last letter of yud kei vov kei, the lowest one, the hey, the final hey of yud kei vov kei, that's doimeim. Tzoymeach is the Vav, Chai is the first Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Medaber, which is man, is the Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the highest letter. When he gave us the order Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor, that's going top down. Eish is the highest one. Eish corresponds to Yud. Mayim is the first Hey. Ruach is the Vav, and Ofor is the lowest one. Dirt. Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor. I'm sorry, it's Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor. Even here, I'm almost sure I don't think he's going to touch on it here, if I recall, but I'm almost sure that the order that's usually used is Eish Mayim Ruach Ofor. Eish and Mayim are the Yud and K. Ruach is the Vav for many reasons, and Ofor is that final K. So he says, we see that Tzomeach is the Vav. V'havav Hu mechaber kol oisiois Hashem biyachad ki yodua. It is very well known throughout all the Sifrei Kabbalah that the Vav is the main letter that brings all four letters together. The Vav, we've mentioned many times, represents the Tzaddik. The Vav is the six spherois of Chesed through Yesoid, which is called Zeranpin sometimes. Sometimes the Vav is just referred to as Yesoid, Tzaddik. And the Tzaddik is the one who brings it all together, who connects it all. He's the one who draws from the first two letters, from the Yud K, and he draws the light down from there into the last K, into the Malchus. So it's very well known that the Vav is the pipe, and that's the main connector between what comes in front of it and in back of it, between the Yud-Kei and the final K of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. So that in our case, where we're talking about doimem tsomeach haimadaber, if tsomeach is the vav, then tsomeach is the one that connects all four of them. V'zeh b'chinas ha-tsomeach, shemachaber kol ha-arba yisoydos b'yachad. Tsomeach is the one that connects all four of them. Ki ha-tsomeach godel min horetz. Because plants and vegetation grow from the earth, from the ground. Shehu doimem, which is doimem. Doimem is inanimate objects. So that we see that the tsomeach, the plants and vegetation, are connected to the doimem, right? That's where they grow from. All plants, and although today it's amazing, we have hydroponics, we have a whole all kinds of new stuff where they're growing things not from the earth, although they're growing it in sand, which is still offer, but they have the ability to grow things in water, in actual water, I believe, and other tricks. But the standard tzimeach is growing from the doimem, from the earth. The standard tzimeach, vegetation, plants, trees, flowers, all of them are drawing from the ground, from the earth, which is doimem. V'hachai v'hamedaber oichlen oisoi. And the other two groups, the humans and lahavdol the animals, they eat the tzomeach. They live from tzomeach. U'mekayim nafshon b'kirbam. That's what sustains them. That's what keeps us alive. Nimtza. So we've shown you here, shehatzomeach koilel umechaber kol ho'arba yesoidos beyachad. That tzomeach is the one that brings all four together. Because again, we said tzomeach draws from the ground. There's no such thing just about as tzomeach other than attached to doimem, attached to the earth, the ground. And tzomeach is what nourishes chai and medaber. Animals live off vegetation, most of them. And human beings live off either vegetation or the animals that are living off the vegetation. Because through tzomeach, through the plants and vegetation, that's what brings together, that's what unites all four yesoidos. Ki hatzomeach mechaber im hadoimem, ki hu tzomeach misham. The tzomeach is connected to the doimem because that's where it grows from. Plants, this, you put a seed into the ground and then it becomes this tree or this plant or this flower, whatever it is. And at the same time, the hu kol mechayu medaber, the tzomeim also includes chai and medaber, ki yesh boi koyach lahachyoysam ulazunam. Because the tzomeach is the one who has what it takes to nourish the chai and medaber, to feed the chai and medaber. V'alkein, and for this reason, eitz hadas toivora shehu bechinas habechira v'hamemutza bein ho'ar ba'yisoidois shehu haguf u'bein hanefesh. And therefore, the Eitz Hadas, the tree of knowledge, which was good and bad, which represents Bechira. When you have good and bad, that's when you have a choice. And it's also the Memutza, it's the intermediary, Bein Ho'arba Yesoides, between the four basic elements, Eish Ruach Mayim Ofer, Shehu Haguf, which is the body, Kama, Ubein Hanefesh, and the soul, on the other hand. The Eitz Hadas, the Bechira, is the intermediary between body, which is comprised of the four basic elements, and on the other side, the soul. Hu Bechinas Hatzoymeach min Horetz. And the Eitz Hadas also, again, is something that grows from the ground. A tree grows from the ground. Ki ikar hachius shel kol hanivroim hu al yedei hatzomeach, because the main life and energy of all creations comes from plants and vegetations. Vafilu bnei adam, and even human beings, ikar hu achilo hu halechem, one of the most important food items is bread. She'olov yichye ha'odom, man lives on bread. It's one of the most powerful and most important things in the nutrition of a human being. Ki shar kol hamacholim einam mazbiim es odom, because all other foods, whether it's fruits and vegetables, whether it's rib steaks, do not satisfy a person. It doesn't fill you up. It doesn't give you that same full, satisfied feeling as a person gets from bread. The Gemara says, Pito sado deliba. Bread is what satisfies, gives a person a certain satisfaction and feeling full to the heart. V'alkein ein mevorchen aleihem birchas hamazon, rak alechem. And therefore, even though the rib steak or the sable, you know, the most expensive fish, or all of those other things, might cost 10 times as much as the bread, or 50 times as much as the bread, we do not make birchas hamazon on them. The only thing that justifies birchas hamazon is bread, rak al alechem. V'gam afilu im hodom oichel mimen hachai. They say that people that are on diets, you know, where they leave out the carbs and the bicarbs and the light carbs and the e-carbs, that one of the main problems is that feeling of being hungry. What do you mean? I just ate a 3-foot-high plate of salad. It had everything in the world in it. And I finished the whole thing and I'm really hungry. Why? Because I didn't have bread. And the Torah testifies that bread is the thing that satisfies a person more so than almost anything else. So therefore, the gama filuim hodam oichel mimin chai. And even when a person is eating from a living fish or chicken or meat, he's eating chai. Haloi gam min hachai biatzmoi nishavev niskayim rak al yedei tzomeach. The things he's eating, the poultry and the beef, they live off plants. They live off grass. You know, that's what they eat, grass and plants and vegetation. Shehu meichel kol habehemois v'ho'oifois v'kol min hachai. That is the food of all animals, birds, and all living things. You know, all nimtza. Shebehatzoimeach. Mishutofim ha'odom v'habehema. So we see that plants and vegetation, this category called tzemeach, is what unites humans and lahavdil animals. Shehem bechinas guf v'nefesh, which we said earlier, humans correspond to the soul, they're more spiritual. Behema corresponds more to the body, to the guf. Kishnehem oichlim tzemeach, because both humans and lahavdil animals both eat vegetables and vegetation and fruit. V'hu ikar hischabrus bein haguf v'hanefesh. And tzoymeach is the main thing that unites and connects the body and the soul. Bein behemo l'odom. It connects animal and lahavdil human. Ki ikar chius usvias odom. Shaydeze miskayim nafshe bekirboi. Umeschaber hanefesh maguf. Because the main source of life and energy and satisfaction and nourishment of a human being, which is what keeps his soul inside of him, which was what keeps him alive and well, and unites the body and soul, is through something called tzomeach, shehu lechem min haaretz, which is bread which comes from the ground. Bread made of wheat, barley, rye, oats, whatever you want it to be. Shehu lechem in oretz. V'alkein, and therefore, kishezoichen lechol hatzomeach, dahainu lechem in oretz, bikdusha gedoyla. Therefore, when a Jew is zoiche to eat tzomeach, of which we're saying one of the most important examples is bread, and he's zoiche to eat it with kedusha, with real holiness, azai nichna haguf v'nichlal benefesh. Then the body is subdued and becomes plugged into and subservient to the soul. V'nichlolin kol ho'arba yesoidos. And all four basic elements, eish, ruach, mayim, ofor, doimim, tzomeach, chayim, edaber, shehem klal haguf, which are what make up the body, eish, ruach, mayim, ofor, what make up the physical body, they all become nichlal behanefesh, in the soul. Ki hatzomeach hu memutza bein odom ubehema. Because as we mentioned before, tzomeach is the go-between, is the intermediary between human and animal, between body and soul. Ki afal pi shegeder. Now listen, he's going to explain something else right now. Listen carefully. Ki afal pi shegeder hachai hu lamala mehatzameach. Even though the category of chai, which is animals, birds, fish, is higher up than the category of plants on the ladder, on the totem pole. Remember we said, doimim is the lowest, then comes tzameach, then comes chai, which is above tzameach. Afal pikein, despite that, meluboshim nefoshois yekorois ugvoyois yoiser bahatzameach. In plants and vegetation, you will find higher level souls than you will find in animals, in behemoths and those things. Ki betzemach ha'oretz milubashim nefoshois yekorois ugevoyois ma'oid. Because in plants and vegetation is found very, very high level souls. Rak shehem milubashim shom behelem godol beyoiser. It's just that they're hidden there, they're cloaked in these plants, and they're less visible than they are in animals and things like that. At shehem lemata begeder tzameach shulamata migeder achai. To the point where they're all the way down in the category of plants, which is lower on the ladder than the animals. Meaning, for example, you look at an animal so seems to be so much more complicated and advanced than a plant. An animal can run and jump and hunt and do all kind, you know, a billion things that a plant can't do. So on one hand, we see animals seem to be much more advanced, a higher level, a higher form of life than plants. And that's why the category of chai is above tzameach. But Rav Nosson Zal says, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that as far as souls are concerned, reincarnations of human souls and all kinds of soul issues, the place where you find the highest level souls, other than in human beings, is in plants, in fruit and vegetation, things like that. Aval b'sharoshom heim givoyim ma'oid. Whereas in their source, when we talk about the source from where plants and animals draw from, plants are very high up. As the Pasuk says, ki ha'odom eitz hasodeh. Man is compared to a tree. Man is like a tree of the field. Sheba'atzei hasodeh milubashim nafshoi sa'odom beyoiser. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us from this Pasuk that in trees and in plants, you will find more human souls than you'll find anywhere else. V'alkein, Hatzoimeach oile umechaber ruach habehemo im ruach adam. And therefore, it's the plants that rise up and unite the animal ruach with the human ruach. Kihu mechaya shneim, because the plant is what's giving nourishment to both of them. Both the animals and lahavdol the humans are living off the plants. Kihu bechinas eitz hadas toivora. Because again, an example of the plant is the Eitz Hadas, which is Toi Vara, which is Behema and Odom, Guf and Nefesh. Ki lefa'omim yecholim lizkois al yedei achilas hatzoymeach leruach ha'odom. Because sometimes a person can be zoche by eating fruit, vegetables, bread, the person can be zoche to a human spirit, and to leave the category of animal, lotzeis me behemal odom, to leave the category of animal and enter into the classification of human being. Ki melubashim shom nefoshois gevoyois ma'oid. Because in this tzoymeach is cloaked, is hidden, very, very high level souls. So sometimes, if a person zoiche, to eat it properly, to eat kosher, and with a bracha, and with all the bells and whistles, with all the pitchifkas, if he does it all right, by his eating that tzemeach, he can elevate himself from the category of behema to the category of odom. Ulefomim, and at times, unfortunately, lehefech hasashom, it could be the opposite. If a person eats what they're not allowed to eat, a person eats orla, or kilayim, or eats fruit that wasn't maisered, or, you know, all kinds of terrible things, then it can go the other way. He can drop from Adam into category of Behemoth. As is hinted to in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings in Likut Emran, in a different chapter, that the highest level souls are hidden in fruit and things like that. That's one of the reasons why Rabbeinu Zal warns there about being extremely careful when it comes to eating fruit, not to eat a fruit that's not ripe yet, to make sure it's fully ripe. And Rabbeinu Zal has a whole turn in the Kutimran where he discusses it, that if a person eats a fruit that's not ripe yet, the fruit ripens inside of him. It draws energy, it draws life from the person in order for it to complete its development. And sometimes it could suck out the life of the person. You know, Rabbeinu Zal has a whole discussion about it, and Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos in Birchas HaPeiros has pages and pages of awesome, awesome revelations on this topic. V'alkein hishapchus miyisoid lechaveroi. Now Rav Nosson Zal is introducing another new thought. Listen carefully. V'alkein, based on what we're learning now, hishapchus miyisoid lechaveroi ein royin bechush. That we should be able to see with our eyes and visualize a change from one yesoid to another, that you get to see more in Soimeach than anything else, as he's going to show us right now. Because everything else, human beings, animals, birds, and everything, they reproduce, they become one from another. A human being gives birth to another human being. A bird gives birth to a bird, an animal to so on and so forth. It's still staying within its category, within medaber, or within chai. Kegoin bnei adam, shugeder medaber, for example, human beings who are in the category of medaber, moilid ben adam kedoimeloi. A human being gives birth to another human being that's similar to them. V'chein behema shugeder chai, and so to behema, which is in the category of chai, noilad mi behema kedoimeloi, is born from another behema, which is similar to it. Aval hatsoimeach, whereas when it comes to grains, or fruits, or vegetables, godel v'nishave min ha'ofar, they grow from the ground, from the earth. V'nishave min ha'ofar, the plant comes into being from earth, from dirt. Shehu yisoid achar legamri, which is a completely different category. We take a little seed, we bury it in the ground, and from the ground comes forth a sapling, a tree, a plant, with all kinds of stuff.